there's no objection, let's bring up 1251 for discussion and possible roll call vote.
1251, establish a tax on the demolition of certain residential structures in the city of Portland.
So this is a continuation of discussion that we started at our public hearing on October 14th and continued last week. There were a couple of requests from council members at the last hearing. Jillian Detweiler on my staff has provided information to your offices, but I just want to summarize that. Commissioner Fish asked for more input on whether houses in the floodway should be exempt from the tax, and representatives of both BES and Portland Housing Bureau have said they believe the tax should apply because it will help deter displacement in those areas. Andy Peterson at BDS said the floodway should be exempt because it would make it less expensive to raise houses above the flood level. Commissioner Novick asked for more information on the carbon impact of not exempting demolitions that result in increased density. BPS responded, the Planning Bureau responded, that the impact of houses going to the landfill is very significant and the lost density is small. So those were the council requests. We've heard from a lot of people on this issue. We've heard excellent testimony at last week's hearing from United Neighbors for Reform, from Living Cully, from the Welcome Home Coalition. And it's really at a point now where I think I need some guidance from the rest of the council. We have the option of proceeding with this, doing something else, or setting it aside. So I'm open to suggestions before we take a vote.
Mayor Hales, first of all, thank you for the process we've had to get to this point. And actually, thank you for posing these questions before the vote. I think this is, I wish we did this more often, had these discussions before we put something to a vote. It also gives the public to get a clearer sense of some of the fault lines on the council and issues of concern. If this goes to a vote today, I will vote no. And in part, I will vote no because of the issues outlined by the DRAC in the letter December 1st. The fact that I'm not sure it's fully baked, and I have some concerns about intended and unintended consequences. It is theoretically possible that if it is pulled, and we spend some more time working on it, that there could be an acceptable version. And in particular, if we could find a way to balance the issue of exempting homes below a certain price without running afoul of the legal restrictions. And there's a delicate balancing act there. But if we go to a vote today, I will reluctantly vote no. I would engage the mayor in good faith if this was pulled back to your office. With no promises of an outcome, but I appreciate being given that option.
That's why I wanted to cue this up, because if there's a chance that there's a majority or, better yet, a consensus of the council to move forward on this, I'm certainly willing to take more time on the old measure twice, cut one proposition. If there's simply not a majority of the council that wants to do this ever, then I need to know that, and that's an acceptable outcome, though I think, again, the question will arise, if we're not going to do this and we're not going to do nothing, what are we going to do to deal with the pace of demolitions and the loss of architectural character in our neighborhoods? And what are we going to do to provide funding for affordable housing? Because this is the first actual new revenue for affordable housing that we've come up with so far. So again, I'm not wedded to this as a solution. I am wedded to finding one, and this one appears useful. So open to other comments from council members before we either proceed or not today.
Mayor, if this comes to a vote today, I will vote no. My concern, as I expressed last week, is that this proposal in effect assumes that every demolition is equally bad and that the parties involved in a demolition are equally able to pay a $25,000 tax no matter what the circumstances. I think that it's obvious that since we have policies to promote density, a demolition that results in increased density is not as bad as a demolition that does not. And it also seems clear to me that the parties involved in the demolition of a $200,000 house and its replacement by a $350,000 house are less able to pay a $25,000 tax than where you have a $200,000 house being demolished and replaced by a $1 million house. So I am not going to vote for anything that doesn't include at least one of those two things, a density factor or exemption, and some variation of the tax based on the value of the replacement house. I actually am not fixed in my mind yet as to whether I might support something that had one of those but not both, but I can't support anything that doesn't have either.
Okay, that's helpful. Any other comments?
We have been asked to take more time of this. The first reading has been over the holiday season, and it's very enticing to find a new reliable source of revenue for affordable housing. By just saying that, it's indicative that actually this won't stop that many demolitions and that there will be a sizable chunk of change for affordable housing. It doesn't seem reasonable to me to pay for affordable multifamily housing by making single-family housing even more unaffordable. So I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to get to yes, even if you take more time, but I certainly would be no today.
Okay, well, I think that makes it fairly obvious, unless you have any comments, Commissioner Salzman, that obviously we don't have a majority that wants to proceed today. There are other options that I think the council can consider in addition to or instead of a tax. We've been asked to declare a moratorium on demolitions. There's a process in state law for doing that. I would be open to doing that, but when you declare a moratorium, you have to say, and we're going to do this during the pendency of the moratorium. You can't just stop the world and get off. You have to say, we're going to stop issuing permits for demolitions in order to change our regulations this way. And I would be open to doing that. We obviously have the residential infill project working on changing our code with respect to what happens in infill situations after a demolition or on a vacant lot. So those two things have some interaction, as we talked about at the last hearing, and therefore the council could try to merge those two efforts. So
what's the timeline on the residential?
Well, that too long is this is my short answer to that, but there are elements of that work that I'd like to call up for early action by the council early next year.
So, Mayor, one thing I think we should acknowledge is we have had a very full council agenda the last couple of months.
Right.
And the holidays couldn't come at a better time. We also have the benefit of a advisory committee composed of neighborhood leaders and developers who have written us with some substantive concerns, which on the face of them seem reasonable and thoughtful. And they have not said no under any circumstance. They've said, we think we can be part of the solution. So I would respectfully request that we engage the DRAC and other stakeholders in looking at if there is a version of this proposal that could muster the votes in council, and if so, bring it back in January.
Okay. Well, then, without objection, I will continue this till January 13th, which is the middle of January. We can change that schedule if we need to, but that's more than a month from now. So I'll continue this to January 13th and give us a chance to have those discussions. Okay, thank you.
Mayor,